Hey there, Cornerstone youth and young adults. This is Jen coming to you today wanting to bring a word to just encourage you, a word to strengthen you in your faith, a word that will just cause you to think about the Lord, consider His word, what He wants for you as a believer. I was thinking about this. I just got back from a trip where I was sitting on an airplane. And I did something that I've never done before, and I would highly suggest this. What I did when I was traveling, I knew I'd have some long flights, and you know, when you just, you get on that plane and you think, okay, I gotta have my book, I'm maybe gonna listen to this podcast, I'm gonna watch this show. But what I did was I brought something with me that was a game changer. So I would suggest everybody try this. Bring a blanket with you on the plane. Having this blanket with me was like the most wonderful extra little piece of comfort and home that made those long flights so much better. Oh my gosh. We love, as men, as women, guys, girls, we love to be comfortable. It's our nature to seek comfort. Whether it's things that like feel comfortable, you know, I want the most comfortable shoes, comfortable clothing. We want those physical comforts, right? And I think about, man, even beyond physical comforts, like social comfort, right? We want to avoid at all cost any type of setting or situation or experience socially that would make us feel uncomfortable, that would make us feel like all eyes are on us, that would maybe, you know, put us in the spotlight or something. We want to avoid those things that make us uncomfortable. It's just our nature. We want to avoid those things that, oh, we think, oh, I don't want to be in that situation. I don't want to be uncomfortable. But there's an area in our life that we cannot afford to seek comfort in. And that area of our life is our Christian faith. Our spiritual comfort must not be something that we prioritize. In fact, I would say we must prioritize to be uncomfortable in our Christian walk. We must have uncomfortable faith. And so I just want to talk with you the next few minutes and talk about this uncomfortable faith. That as I've walked with the Lord, I find that the more uncomfortable I am, the more that God is working in and through my life. Because when we live as Christians who are uncomfortable, we are constantly stepping out of what feels natural or safe for us. Because when we say yes to the Lord, He calls us to take up our cross, to follow Him, to deny our flesh, to deny our personal preference, and to take up His cause, to take up His kingdom work, which I know I'm not the only one that would say this, but when God calls me to do something for Him, unto Him, to be obedient to Him, oh, it stretches me. Oh, it makes me uncomfortable. Oh, it causes me to do things that I never thought I would do. But you know what? Oh, it's worth it. As I said before, you know, it may be natural for us to seek comfort physically, socially, you know, in these different aspects of life, but let's not be people who seek comfort in our faith, but get used to feeling uncomfortable. Get used to stepping out. And so I was just thinking about, you know, as I read the word, time and time again, I see men and women who were walking out uncomfortable faith. I never see someone do something big for the Lord who played it safe, who chose comfort over uncomfort, but people who took risks, people who stepped outside of what felt natural in their own ability or their own preference, because these people valued obedience. They prioritized God's voice, God's command, God's desire for their life. I mean, one of the first ones that comes to mind is Peter. one of Jesus' disciples. He was in that boat. You've heard this before, but he's in that boat, and Jesus is walking on the water towards Peter in this boat with the other disciples. They cannot believe their eyes as they see Jesus walking towards them on water. I mean, can you just put yourself in that moment and imagine if you're sitting on a boat in the water with some friends with you, and you look out and you see someone walking. I mean, this is Peter. He is seeing a miracle before his eyes. A man, Jesus, Son of God, he's walking on water towards him. And Peter's response is not to comfortably stay in the boat where it's safe, where it's familiar, where he is comfortable, but he has the boldness and the courage to step out of the boat onto water, something he's never done before, and take steps towards Jesus. Peter is an awesome example of someone who chose uncomfortable faith over comfortable faith. He wanted to go towards Jesus. He wanted to experience something new. And that's what it is when we are living in a place of uncomfortable faith, is we are not afraid to try new things. We are not afraid to step out and be used of God in new ways. I think one of the most dangerous things for a Christian is to get stuck in a rut where we just keep doing what we've always done because it's what we know, it's what's familiar. I love to see Christians, believers, step out and serve in a new way at church. You know, maybe they've been attending for a long time, but they finally take that step to, you know, audition for the worship team or sign up to help and serve in this area. It's so awesome for them to step out and do something new and be uncomfortable for the sake of something bigger than themselves, for the sake of joining in the work of God and what he's doing. It's so dangerous when we just kind of create our boundary lines of, well, this is my boat. I stay in it. It makes me feel safe. We're the ones who miss out when we choose to live a comfortable type of faith. But another example I think of that often comes to mind for us, when God spoke to Moses in the Old Testament at the burning bush and he was calling him to lead the children of Israel, oh my gosh, I put myself in Moses' shoes. And imagine if God gave me that assignment. Oh, man, I can't imagine being in that moment with God. And Moses absolutely, because God gives us a will, he absolutely could say, nope, it's too much. That's going to make me way too uncomfortable. I'm not ready to step out and do that. I don't want to lead your people. I don't want to go to Pharaoh. He had his excuses. I'm not well spoken. He was honest about those things that made him uncomfortable. And that's good. You know, we can tell God, God, this really scares me. God, this really stretches me. God, this is something totally new and bigger than me. And I never saw myself doing this. But again, here was a man who, yeah, maybe he wrestled with it for a moment there. But ultimately, he chose uncomfortable faith. He obeyed. And that moment obviously was a catalyst for his life and God using him and delivering the people of Israel into the promised land and into the future, the promise of what God had for them. He was an integral part of that because he was willing to be uncomfortable. I also think about the woman in the New Testament who had been forgiven so much and had such a life transformation when she encountered the love of Christ as he walked this earth and he had his ministry. Do you remember this woman? She went into the room where Jesus was having a meal with others, and her response was just to pour out her love and her devotion to Jesus in that moment where she wept at his feet and she just couldn't help but express just the type of worship that really ministered to his heart in that moment. And it's recorded in the Gospels about this great act of love and worship that she had. But, you know, I bet in that moment she could have not embraced that moment with Jesus. She could have thought, oh, it would be uncomfortable. What if people are looking at me while I'm worshiping him? What if people, you know, think I'm weird for bowing at his feet and having this moment? But oh, she had that uncomfortable faith where she didn't choose comfort over that moment with Jesus. She chose him. And, you know, I think that's what's the difference when it comes to the Christian who embraces the uncomfortable versus the one who avoids it, is they understand that those uncomfortable moments, Jesus meets them in that moment. Jesus is there as they take that step of obedience. They're taking steps closer to all-out discipleship and commitment and devotion, where the motivation at that point is, I don't care about the people in the room. I care about Jesus. I don't care about what people are going to say or not say about me. I want Jesus. That's why Peter stepped out of the boat. I don't care about these waters. I don't care about what's familiar. I just want to get closer to Jesus. And I also think that the believer who embraces uncomfortable faith, they believe in the person of the Holy Spirit to be there with them. When we step into these moments that are new or unfamiliar, whether it's witnessing to a friend, whether it's inviting someone to church, whether it's stepping out and doing something for God for the first time, they know they're not alone in those moments. They know that the Holy Spirit is in them and with them and will help them. And their confidence is not in themselves. Their confidence is in the Holy Spirit. Their confidence is in God. I know when I step off this ledge, you're going to catch me. I know when I step out in this water, you're going to keep my feet firm. And if I start slipping, you're going to pick me back up. They value and understand uncomfortable faith is worth it because the Holy Spirit is there with them and because Jesus meets them in those moments. And so I want to be the kind of believer, the type of Christian that goes throughout my life where I don't get more and more comfortable in my faith, but I continue to take risks and take steps and do things that stretch me, that cause me to depend on the Lord, that I'm not just leaning on things that I'm comfortable or confident in, but I'm stepping out of the boat time and time again. I don't want my best days behind me. I don't want my best stories of faith behind me, but I want them in front of me. You know, you may have experienced, you know, a mission trip where you stepped out and you did things for God. If you're creating more and more distance between those stories and your present moment, I would challenge you, start to step out of the boat now. Start to say yes to new things in the Lord now. Believe that the Holy Spirit is with you as you step out, and know that as you join with the Lord in his kingdom work, he's right there with you. He's right there with you. And so as I close out today, I just want to encourage you, be the type of Christian who lives with uncomfortable faith. And hey, it's exciting. We've got the Mailbag podcast where Pastor Luke and Pastor Aaron, they take your questions. They want to know what's on your mind when it comes to faith, questions you have about the Word, questions you have about God, and they love to take time to answer your questions. So if you have a question, you can email it to lucas@ignited.org or aaron@ignited.org, and they'll take those questions to the mailbag podcast, and they will answer them for you. Hey, it's been a great time just sharing the Word with you, encouraging your heart. Let's just love Jesus. Let's live with uncomfortable faith. And so glad you guys could join me today. Cornerstone Youth and Young Adults, you're awesome.